You know, getting our mob into Parliament wasn't easy, but it's a deadly story of how people work together to make change happen. Let me tell you about some of these champions. First time I really understood the power of political representation was watching Ernie Bridge. Now there was a deadly leader. First Aboriginal person elected to WA Parliament. Became a minister too. But the story behind him getting there? That's what young mob need to hear about. See, it wasn't just Ernie doing it alone. Communities right across the Kimberley got behind him. Mob would pile into troopies, drive for hours between communities, helping people enroll, explaining how voting worked. Old people who'd never voted before were saying, "This time we're voting for one of our own." I remember being at this big community meeting out Halls Creek Way. Ernie was talking about water rights for stations and communities. Someone called out, "Why should we trust politicians?" He answered, "Because this time it's mob speaking for mob." That really hit home. Having our own people in Parliament meant our issues couldn't be ignored anymore. Then we got Carol Martin, first Aboriginal woman in WA Parliament. She was a force to be reckoned with. Used to say, if you're not at the table, you're probably on the menu. She showed young women they could be leaders too. When she spoke in Parliament about health services in remote communities, about family issues, about education, they had to listen because she knew these issues firsthand. But you know what's really deadly? Watching how our mob learned to work with all levels of government. Local councils, state parliament, federal government. We got smart about knowing which level could help with different issues. When we needed better roads, we knew that was shy business. Health services? That's state and federal. Housing? That could need all three levels working together. Some of the biggest wins came from having our voice in Parliament, getting funding for ranger programs, supporting traditional owners to manage country, improving remote community services. Every win made us stronger, showed young people that their voice matters. These days we've got mob in council chambers, in state parliament, working as policy advisors, each one standing on the shoulders of those who went before. But here's the thing, they still need our support. Having the right to vote, having our people in Parliament, that's only strong if we stay involved, keep voting and keep speaking up. Remember this, when you see Aboriginal people in Parliament today, think about all those mob who work together to make that possible. Think about all those community meetings, all those long drives to enroll people, all those yarns about democracy. That's the power of mob working together.